We do have an opening scripture. Imagine that, even before Huggy Break. I don't know how that happened, but we did it. This is still part of the 4th of July and the words of freedom and liberty and liberation. And that was the day I started finding all these scriptures about freedom and liberty in Christ, and had quite a list. And we're almost to the end of them. We might finish them today, and then again, we might not. But this one is from 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 16. 1 Peter 2:16. I have it in the NIV. But before I read it in the NIV, I'd like to read it in the King James, because I like sometimes you can handle it in two versions, but I like to compare. In the King James, it says, "As free and not using your liberty for a cloak of maliciousness, but as the servants of God." NIV says, "Live as free people. But do not use your freedom as a cover-up for evil. Live as God's slaves, bond slaves, bond servants. He owns us. And so our life should keep that in mind, that we're not our own anymore. We don't belong to ourselves anymore. But live as free people." I've heard testimonies of people who had pets, even birds, and the bird was in that cage for so long that when they opened the door, the bird never left the cage. Well, there are people in Christ that don't know how free you've been made. Don't be like the bird with the door still closed in your cage. So, Lorraine, you can let your finches out.
Sometimes they fly up while I'm cleaning the cage.
But they always come back, don't they?
No.
Oh, don't you feed them? But that concept of the freedom that we have in Christ. I made a comment once, and it wasn't malicious, but when I took our daughter Bethany out to Oklahoma to be with the gentleman that married her, I said, "If you hurt her in any way, I'll come out here, I'll hunt you down and kill you, and then I'll ask God to forgive me." But I'm laughing about it because I really did say that. And then I read the scriptures and, well, I guess it would have only been malicious if I carried it out. But even to, I don't know, as a dad, you just love your kids and you do that to protect them. I would. I'm really usually mild-mannered Clark Kent. I'm not really violent. You know, there was in my time before the Lord, but after I got saved, all of that went away. But those comments came out of my mouth. And so Peter is saying, "Oh, it's okay. I'm under grace." And it's easy to go down a slippery slope if we don't stop those thoughts right away. Scheming. And thinking, "Wow, grace will cover me, I'm okay." And perhaps it will. But it's kind of like all the favor and the blessings of God, they're like, they come from Him and they're always available, they're always present. But what I've noticed is if we cop an attitude like this, or we use this as a cloak, or self-justification, if you will, to harbor ill will towards someone and not make that right. It's like the traveler's umbrella suddenly pops up to stop the rain. But what it stops is God's favor and His blessing from coming upon you because of that. It doesn't mean it's not still available. But sometimes when we do stuff, we prevent it from reaching us. And so it's not happening in your life because we prevent it. We prevent ourselves from receiving it, let's put it that way. Because you can do that. God made all his promises for each one of us, but he doesn't force them upon us. And most of the promises I found are rather conditional. If you back up to the verse before it, or the few words before the promise, there's a condition attached. Well, this is one of them. Live as free people. Christ has set us free. Free from sin, free from guilt, free from shame, free from anything that would try to hold us down, to bind us, to prevent us from walking out everything that God has given to us. And actually, Peter said that God has, past tense, given us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who has called us. So those things are already provided, but by our actions, it's like we put a block between us and the Father from receiving. They're still available, they're still on their way into your life, if you will, but we need to read Peter's caution and live as God's servants. We're called to serve in whatever capacity that might be. We're called to serve each other. Here it's a given. You know, it works here. It would work anywhere if everybody did what you do. It just works. We serve each other. And we always remember, whatever we do, love has to be the motive. If there's no love in it, then it's like me banging on no cymbals and with no keyboard. It's just a noise in the room. So I just want to thank God for each of you in that regard, is that I don't see that here. You're a congregation that I make other leaders envious and angry because I boast on you all the time. I really do. You have more fame than I do. You're known everywhere. And it's true. So I would just say, live as free. You are free. The key to that is, though, free not to do our own will, but free to do God's will. And there's a really big difference. Now, if our will lines up with his will, then feel free to do your will. So, at huggy time, give someone a free will hug. And those aren't cheap. They came with a price.